This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
As with every deer season, some hunters have already filled their tag while others are still waiting for that golden opportunity to bag their deer. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to the final outdoor program for our 2010 outdoor recreational season. And our 2010 firearm deer hunt, first segment of it anyway, is already history. And once the smoke cleared, it appears that hunters did a bit better than last year. And in fact, if the warm and windy weather played any role in diminishing hunting success, it certainly wasn't evident during last weekend's firearm deer season opener. According to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources wildlife biologist, hunters in Illinois harvested a preliminary total of 68,037 deer during the opening weekend of the firearm deer hunt, which was November 19th through the 21st. And despite the unseasonably mild conditions throughout the weekend, along with some very windy conditions from time to time, many hunters still seem to experience excellent success. In fact, some wildlife experts feel the harvest would have been considerably higher if the weather conditions were more favorable. Wildlife program manager Paul Sheldon says that the opening season of the firearm deer hunt offered hunters a combination of enjoyable weather and virtually complete crop harvest. He said that rutting activity was still evident, so it all came together for a very successful season with a number of nice bucks harvested. And though large numbers of hunters took to the field on the season opener, the mild conditions kept many of the deer inactive. This fact alone probably kept the total harvest from skyrocketing. The preliminary total for the first 3 days of the 2010 firearm season was up about 3% from the first weekend harvest of 66,126 last year. And the top county harvest total to date was Pike with 1,957 deer, followed by Adams with 1,741, Fulton with 1,721, Joe Davies with 1,640, and Randolph with 1,520. The preliminary first season figures reported for each county include those deer taken on special hunt areas within that county as well as on private land. And considering the conditions, however, IDNR wildlife managers are thus far pleased with the harvest. Illinois issued approximately 370,000 firearm deer hunting permits for the 2010 season, and like most years, we'll probably see about 100,000 deer harvested during the firearm hunt. That's about one out of almost four. This was about 10,000 more, permits issued compared to last year, and most hunters register their deer or harvest online through the IDNR website or by phoning the special check-in number. And only those hunters in certain northern counties, which include Boone, DeKalb, Grundy, Kane, LaSalle, McHenry, Ogle, Stevenson, and Winnebago, are required to take their deer to county check stations. In these counties, the DNR is conducting a sampling for chronic wasting disease. Now, it seemed like the local deer harvest fell in line with the statewide averages. Most every local county experienced a deer harvest similar to last year. Madison County hunters, in fact, bagged an unofficial total of 651, which was only 13 more than the same period a year ago. In Morgan County, the hunting success actually took a nosedive. Apparently, the wind was an issue there. Hunters bagged 626 whitetails, which was 106 fewer than last year. In Calhoun County, the harvest also dropped significantly, with hunters bagging 668 deer. This was considerably fewer than the 858 taken a previous year. In Jersey County, hunter success was up to 625 whitetails, 40 more than last year. In Montgomery County, dipped just slightly. Hunters bagged 820 deer compared to 841 in 2009. In Macoupin County, it also dipped slightly, where they bagged 1,192 deer, down from 1,200. So they were only down about 8 deer from the previous year. And hunters in Greene County experienced a sharp rise in success, bagging 986 deer. This was 113 more than last year. And with the second segment of the regular firearm deer hunt just days away now, I think we'll see some more hunting success. That opens December 2nd and concludes December 5th. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages.
You can hear Auction Time Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:15 and Sunday mornings at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. Also, you can check out area auctions at our website, www.wsmiradio.com. When you're ready to sell, tell your auctioneer to place your sale on WSMI's Auction Time. Listen for Auction Time every Monday through Saturday at 7:15 a.m. and every Sunday at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM and FM, the stations you can count on.
Okay, we're back with more outdoors. And if you're a deer hunter and have not yet bagged your deer, don't give up yet. There's plenty of firearm deer hunting yet ahead. In fact, hunting for white-tailed deer continues throughout the state during December and much of January with several available options. The second segment, as we mentioned, of the regular firearm deer season is scheduled for December 2nd through the 5th. The first segment was November 19th through the 20th. And following that, a special muzzle loader only hunt is scheduled for December 10th through the 12th. Muzzleloader only permit holders are also permitted to hunt deer during the second segment of the firearm deer season, which is December 2nd through 5th. In addition, the archery season, which opened October 1st, will continue through January 16th. The season does temporarily close during both segments of the firearm deer season in counties which are open to firearm deer hunting. And in addition, and probably most important, unsuccessful firearm deer hunters may again use their permits for antlerless deer during the special recently expanded late winter season. These are unfilled permits that you were unsuccessful during the regular season. Certain stipulations do apply, and hunters should check the rules before heading a field. The season is slated for December 30th through January 2nd and January 14th through the 16th. Now, if you have, for instance, a Macoupin County deer tag for the firearm deer season and did not fill it, you can use that in Macoupin County during the special antlerless season. However, you can only take antlerless deer. And hunters are required, as always, to phone in or go online to report their harvest by 10 p.m. on the same day their deer is taken. Successful deer hunters will register their harvest by calling the number at 866-IL-CHECK. That's 866-IL-CHECK. And if you're a waterfowler, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources is advising waterfowl hunters who plan to hunt in southern Illinois at Horseshoe Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area, and in Alexander County, that is, and at Union County State Fish and Wildlife Area, the dry weather during the late summer and this fall is affecting waterfowl hunting conditions at those sites. Now, I suspect some of these conditions have changed with these heavy rains of the past week. The 2010-2011 waterfowl seasons opened in the South Zone on November 25th, and at the time, despite continuous pumping, the IDNR's land management staff reported that only 19 of the 35 blinds at Union County State Fish and Wildlife Area's public duck hunting area had water. I suspect that may have changed now. And as of November 19th, all of the blinds at Horseshoe Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area had water. For more information, though, we suggest you do contact these sites. To contact Horseshoe Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area, that number is 618-776-5689. And for the Union County State Fish and Wildlife Area, that number is 618-833-5175. Okay, as we mentioned, this is the last of our programs for the 2010 recreational season, but there's plenty more outdoors ahead. As we mentioned, plenty of deer hunting ahead. Upland game seasons are running strong, and the waterfowl seasons are in full swing. We also have plenty of good fishing out there for folks wanting to brave the cooler temperatures, so don't give up yet. There's still plenty of outdoors. And we will return next spring, and we do wish you all a wonderful, happy, and safe holiday season. We'll return next spring with more outdoors. And until then, I'm Kurt Hicken.